donate your car today.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
This Black Friday, make the smart choice and switch to Sprint and get a new Samsung Galaxy S8 Active 50% off your lease. That's right, 50% off the GS8 Active, one of Samsung's hottest devices. Plus, with Galaxy Forever, you can upgrade to the latest Galaxy anytime after 12 lease payments. Visit your local Sprint store, sprint.com/holidaydeals, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today.
Requires 18-month lease and new line. $17.71 per month savings via credit applied within two bills. Early termination results in remaining balance due, subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Restrictions apply.
Right now, save 60% off absolutely everything at Gap Factory and Banana Republic Factory at our biggest sale of the year. That's right, 60% off everything in stores and online. Doorbuster deals on logo sweatshirts for the family from $9.99 at Gap Factory and sweaters from $19.99 at Banana Republic Factory. Hurry, these prices won't last. Search our store locator for your nearest Gap Factory and Banana Republic Factory store or shop us online.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Black Friday's over, but not at Ace, where you can get big savings all weekend. Get up to 50% off select gifts throughout the store. Plus, save 50% on 300-count Celebrations LED Christmas lights, now just $9.99 after instant savings. And for even more savings, print out our online coupon to save $10 on your purchase of $50 or more. This weekend only at your neighborhood Ace. Coupon valid on November 25th and 26th. Limit 1. Exclusions apply. Lights offer valid for Ace Rewards members at participating stores.
You've reached the Holiday Helpline. We can't answer your call because we're at Old Navy right now getting 50% off our entire purchase, and you should be too. That's right. Today in stores, everything on your gift list is 50% off. Plus, get thousands of styles $10 and under, and get cozy socks for the family for only $1. Better hang up and get there now. It ends tonight at Old Navy. 50% off valid 11/22 to 11/24. Excludes in-store clearance, gift cards, register lane items, jewelry, today only and two-day only deals. Cozy socks valid 11/24, limit 10, select styles and in-stores only.
Be disappointed.
Bears, White Sox, Cubs, Bulls, and Blackhawks. We cover them all. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. We are Chicago's original sports talk station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Rick Hamm. Give the gift of Wolves hockey this season. Take advantage of maximum availability and savings. Tickets, merchandise, and savings start at only $12.20 per ticket. Visit ChicagoWolves.com for a holiday pack this season. In the NBA, ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski and Dave McMenamin are reporting that Derrick Rose has stepped away from the Cavs and is evaluating his future in basketball while he rehabs from an ankle injury. The Bulls are in Golden State tonight looking for their first win on their current road trip, standing at 0-3. Kevin Durant and Draymond Green will rest nagging injuries, and Jordan Bell will be active for the Warriors. The Bears wrapped up practice today ahead of their game Sunday in Philly against the 9-1 Eagles. Danny Trevathan did not practice and is doubtful for the game. Akeem Hicks returned to practice but is questionable, and Pernell McPhee was added to the injury report and is also questionable. He did not practice today. Around college football, undefeated Miami fell to Pitt 24-14. 12th-ranked TCU blew out Baylor 45-22, and locally, NIU loses to Central Michigan 31-24. According to Yahoo's Pat Forty, Florida has moved on from Chip Kelly in their head coaching search, and he's most likely to end up at UCLA. On the ice, the Blackhawks have another day off before playing against the Panthers tomorrow night. And in the AHL, the Wolves are in Milwaukee tonight taking on the Admirals. This update is brought to you by the Patrick Auto Group. And the football postgame show on The Score is being presented by Inspire Medical Systems. Take control of your sleep apnea. Visit inspiresleep.com. I'm Rick Camp, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
By the way, everybody, whoever I thanked when we came in here for paying the cable bill, that lasted until I tried to turn the channels. Eric, as we've mentioned a couple of times, is a Mizzou alum. We tried on one of these monitors to get the Missouri-Arkansas game.
I'm sweating it out. I'm flipping, hitting refresh every 2 minutes here and getting up.
One of these monitors, as soon as I turned the channel, the damn cable went out again. So
text the score to us, will you guys,
we'll
please?
See if we can get that back for you. 312-644-6767 is our phone number. This hour on The Score is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards. And this segment is going to be brought to you by Muller Honda in Highland Park. During the Happy Honda Day sales event, you will not be disappointed. And every once in a while, we get to compliment one of our sponsors. We live up in Deerfield. My wife drives a Honda CR-V, and we take it over to Muller Honda in Highland Park for service, one of the great service departments I've ever had the pleasure of spending some time at. So thank you to our friends at Muller Honda up in Highland Park. Let us now get to the phone lines. Bob has been patiently waiting out in Decorah, Iowa. Bob, I appreciate you hanging on. How you doing?
I'm doing great, thanks. How are you?
Good, thank you.
It's good talking to you guys, and I've been following you a long time through various, you know, the radio now that I've moved here from California, but also through the various publications
Thank
that
you.
Are out and support. But I was curious, I read in one of the publications that Abe Gibron has the worst record in Bear history as a coach, and John Fox is second as a coach. And I have to think that I don't think Fox is going to be able to hold on to the job. I can't see it being successful for him, given what's occurred over the last 3-4 years anyway. And I just thought what your thoughts were and who you think might be good candidates, such as Dave. I think Dave too would be a good candidate for a head coaching position since his Bear days and special teams. And I've been a Bears fan since 63 when I was 8 years old in Utah. So,
well, Bob, thank you for the call. I know that Abe Gibron had a rough stretch, and I am actually, let's see, you said you were 8 in 63, so I'm just a couple years older than you. And remember, my dad was just getting started in the business and took me out to Rensselaer a couple times, and I got to meet Abe. He was quite the character.
What was he, like early 70s? Early 70s, right?
Abe Gibron would have been, I think, 63. Hallis was 63.
Before Neil Armstrong.
Let's see, Jim Dooley and then Gibron. So, yeah, Gibron, okay. And Dooley was 1-13 in 69. So Gibron probably took over in 71, 72, and he did struggle for a while. But he was a great defensive coach. Was he a defensive coach? Now that I say that, well, I want to think offensive line. I'm not sure. But at any rate, in answer to your question, Bob, at the end of the day, you know, you knew when Ryan Pace and John Fox came in that this was a complete rebuilding program. And in the NFL, that can be 4 or 5 years sometimes. You'd love to get it done in 3. But if you don't get the quarterback right away, it almost always is going to be, you know, a fourth or a fifth year, because it takes a couple of years at least for that quarterback to become the player you want him to be. And the Bears didn't get their quarterback until the third year of the program. So, you know, in that respect, you can give them a little breathing room. The problem that John Fox has is that in his two prior jobs, his second year with an organization was arguably his best year. In his second year in Carolina, he took the Panthers to a Super Bowl, which they lost on a last-second field goal by Adam Vinatieri when he was a New England Patriot. And then his second year in Denver. Didn't get him to the Super Bowl, but he won 13 games. You know, he took over a team that I want to say that the Broncos, I want to say they were 4-12, maybe a little better the year that, you know, in that year before he got hired. He was 8-8 his first year, but that was a miracle because he did it with Tim Tebow at quarterback. And then I believe that, you know, they signed Peyton Manning and they go 13-3 and in his second year in Denver. And so the expectations here, particularly when he took over a horrible Phil Emery, Mark Trestman team that went 5-11 and went 6-10 with him, and they were active in free agency. Nobody saw the 3-13 coming last year. Nonetheless, he got the third year, but now to come back this year and be, I don't think this is going to happen, but potentially facing another 3-13, to be sitting here at 12-30 and knowing how loath, for whatever reason that I don't understand, NFL teams are to let coaches coach in the last year of their contracts, it does seem almost impossible for John Fox to survive this season.
Yeah, and now you've got Fox, by the way. Abe Gibron was 11-30-1. So it's right there. Okay. I was just looking it up while you were talking there. So right on pace with that. I'm with you. I think heading into the Green Bay game and being at House Hall and seeing the atmosphere and thinking, these guys could go on a little run here, that, you know, that they're feeling good. They're playing some great defense. Maybe Trubisky takes a bump. When they lost that game, I felt like that was a gut shot. And so that was probably the flashpoint of the season. Now, where they could still, I guess, win some games. I don't know that it's enough, though. You're right. That second season seemed to be a big enough disappointment where there had to be some real fireworks this year, I think.
You know, I think that, Bob, there are pivotal moments. You know, you can call them turning points, flash points, whatever you want. And for me, with Mark Trestman, you know, I knew they were in trouble when they went to New England and got beat 55-23. I said this the day they hired him. I thought it was a mistake. I knew a lot about Trestman coming in. Good guy. I like Mark, but never really should have been a head coach. Nonetheless, you get to that second season and some of the things that he had done, and I knew it wasn't going to work. But coming out of New England, that was the first absolute embarrassment. And it was like, all right, man, this is it. You know, you better win the rest of your games. They go on a bye. And they come back and they get embarrassed worse by the Packers. I think it was 53-13 or 14 or something like that. And it was at that point that the world was up in arms. There's no way you can bring this guy back. The comparable moment for me with John Fox was I thought he was saving his job. I look at those four games prior to the bye, and even though they were only 2-2 in those games, they easily could have beat Minnesota. They easily could have beat New Orleans. These are two of the best teams in the NFL right now. They did have wins over the Steelers and the Panthers. I thought, hey, he's going to get this done. I thought he's going to go 7-9 or 8-8, and they're going to finish strong, 5-3 the second half, and you're going to be able to make a case for it. And then they go into the bye, and they come out of the bye and play, in my opinion, one of their worst coached games of the season. The players may have been worse in the first Packer game at Lambeau, but the coaching was worse in that one. And to not respond, to not get better, but to actually get worse coming out of a bye, and then the bounce back against Detroit, which, again, this was predictable. They played very well, but to find a way to lose with more serious coaching questions at the end, Eric, that's where I just don't see that Fox, and John is actually a pretty good guy. I don't want to see anybody get fired.
Right.
But I just don't see what he's doing to keep the job.
And there's always going to be, you know, you start with the record. How many games have they won? How many of the games have they lost? But I also believe that not all games mean the same. And look, it's not just that the Packers and Bears are rivals. It's that, like you said, this was a poorly coached game. They lost by 7 points. They, in fact, haven't lost a game by more than one score since the first time they played Green Bay, but now they've been swept. And one of those games was without Aaron Rodgers, and one of those games, you know, it contained several, but really that one big coaching error. All that adds up, and those are the things that I think are going to stick in Ryan Pace's head, assuming he's still with the job, and I assume he will be. But, you know, whether it's the McCaskies, Pace, anybody else who's got a say in this decision, that game for me is going to count a little more than the other losses and even a couple combined, maybe.
Well, and Eric, you know, sometimes the common opponent thing, you don't do that in football, but I was actually in Lambeau Field the Monday night before the Packer game, the Bears bye weekend, doing the
looked terrible. Yeah, just
the radio call for Westwood One, which, by the way, every Monday night you can hear the game right here on the Score. And the Packers were awful. And I thought, wow, this is the perfect spot for the Bears. They got them coming in. They're playing their best football. They're coming off a bye. Hundley was awful. And they made Brett Hundley look like the next, quarterback of the Green Bay Packers. Yeah. And then the week after that, Baltimore makes Hundley look even worse.
Even worse.
A Baltimore team that the Bears beat, you know. And so you look at all this, and this is where you say to yourself, well, what is John Fox doing to convince Ryan Pace to keep him? And I can't put my finger on it.
Yeah, I don't say it's a lack of effort. Sometimes just a lack of focus sometimes, lack of taking care of some of the details that absolutely need to be taken care of in some of these situations. So, you know, and then there's the whole thing about, well, Tariq Cohen doesn't need to be on the field because the defense is taking him away, and so we're doing what we can. And then the next week he's on the field. And look, I don't believe that. If you want to get your playmakers involved, you do it. And so that's where some of the offensive coaching, I think, is worth taking to task more than so the defense.
I got somebody here who's pissed at me. I'm sorry. I just had to look up in the text
line.
You
look shocked, yeah.
Well, I mean, how could I criticize BTU? Well, it's BYU. I'm sure I have fat fingers texting sometimes too. But he says they've beaten Texas twice in the last 5 years.
Yeah.
Everybody's beaten Texas twice in the last 5 years.
Did Maryland beat Texas? Yeah. Let's.
I'm sorry. I got sidetracked there. You know, it's one thing to say I'm an idiot and be right, which I am, you know, and you are half the time. But then when you come up with that crap, my God. All right. Let's get to Charlie in Plymouth. Actually, you know what? I think. Eli, maybe we better grab the break here so I don't get us way behind again. And Charlie, you're going to be next. 312-644-6767. Anybody wants to join Charlie? We're talking both NFL and college football. Charlie's going to take us back to the playoffs in just a moment here at 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
Your game day ritual should always start with the Score's football pregame show. Starring Bear great Patrick Manley, NFL Hall of Fame journalist Dan Pompey, and senior Score Bears expert Hub Arkish, along with Zach Zaidman live from the field before every Bears game. No one has more inside knowledge of the team than these guys. Listen before every game on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
This is Tiki Barber with a CBS Sports Minute. I hope that you all had a wonderful Thanksgiving of family, food, and football. But as great as it was to break bread and gnaw on leftovers while watching a trio of NFL games yesterday, the real highlight of this holiday weekend is college football's slew of rivalry matchups. Notre Dame-Stanford, Virginia Tech-Virginia, you knew that I had to get my alma mater in there, and Ohio State-Michigan, to name a few. But the most prominent one this year is the Iron Bowl, with number one Alabama visiting number six Auburn in what should be one of the games of the year. The SEC Championship play-in game pits two teams with similar MOs. Both run the ball and play great defense. The added carrot is that this game is also important for college football playoff reasons, as the loser likely loses control of its destiny. Saban versus Malzahn. Roll Tide versus War Eagle. I can't wait for Saturday. I'm Tiki Barber.
If you or someone you know has been injured, call Horwitz, Horwitz & Associates, Chicago's top injury lawyers. They've won the largest jury verdict for a back injury, the largest jury verdict for a brain injury, and the largest jury verdict for a neck injury. In fact, they've won the largest personal injury verdict in Illinois history. There are no upfront fees, and you don't pay unless they win. Call 312-800-8000 for a free consultation. That's 312-800-8000. Horwitz, Horwitz & Associates. The attention you expect, the results you deserve.
Computer, execute 12.4p operation.
Optimizing algorithm. Running encryption packet alpha. I don't feel so good.
What? What is it, computer?
Is it hot in here? It feels hot in here. I feel a little clammy. I should lie down or something.
A computer with a virus? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to GEICO.
Those oysters Rockefeller were a mistake.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
You've reached the Holiday Helpline. We can't answer your call because we're at Old Navy right now getting 50% off our entire purchase, and you should be too. That's right. Today in stores, everything on your gift list is 50% off. Plus, get thousands of styles $10 and under, and get cozy socks for the family for only $1. Better hang up and get there now. It ends tonight at Old Navy. 50% off valid 11/22 to 11/24. Excludes in-store clearance, gift cards, register lane items, jewelry, today only, and two-day only deals. Cozy socks valid 11/24. Limit 10. Select styles and in-stores only.
Rush to Old Navy today for 50% off. Plus, today only, cozy socks are just $1. For every pair sold, Old Navy will give $1 up to $1 million to Boys and Girls Clubs. Valid 11/22 to 24, socks valid 11/24. Exclusions apply.
Yes, yes, yes!
Let out your inner child at the Lexus December to Remember sales event with some of the best offers on our most versatile models.
Lease the 2017 RX350 for $399 a month for 36 months with $1,999 due at signing. Experience amazing at your Chicago area and Northwest Indiana Lexus dealer. Call 1-800-USA-LEXUS for important lease offer and pricing details. Not all customers will qualify. Offer valid in the Lexus Central area only and ends November 30th, 2017.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Bo Jackson. You know, it's been nearly 25 years since my last major league at bat, and even longer since I was breaking tackles on the gridiron. Those experiences taught me that I could do practically anything. But nowadays, I need an extra boost to help me stay in shape, especially since my body now produces less free testosterone. Thankfully, I found Alpha King from Force Factor.
And now you can claim a complimentary bottle of Alpha King by texting LIKE to 809-809. Force Factor was recently named GNC's Breakout Brand of the Year, and Alpha King is their latest innovation. It contains a new ingredient to help boost free testosterone, delivering more passion and drive, more energy, and more lean muscle during workouts.
I couldn't believe the results I achieved with Alpha King. I feel like a new man, and you can too.
Claim your complimentary bottle of Alpha King by texting LIKE to 809-809. That's LIKE to 809-809.
Shop Kohl's Cyber Deals in-store and online this Saturday. Saturday is the last day to get more bang for your buck. $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Presents for them, Kohl's cash for you. Plus, take an extra 20% off. With an extra 20% off, cashmere sweaters are just $31.99. Sleepwear for the family is $7.99. And bedding sets are only $63.99. This Saturday at Kohl's. Select styles, 20% off, are valid November 25th through 29th with promo code DEALS20. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Right now, save 60% off absolutely everything at Gap Factory and Banana Republic Factory at our biggest sale of the year. That's right, 60% off everything in stores and online. Doorbuster deals on logo sweatshirts for the family from $9.99 at Gap Factory and sweaters from $19.99 at Banana Republic Factory. Hurry, these prices won't last. Search our store locator for your nearest Gap Factory and Banana Republic Factory store or shop us online.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
I'm not waving the pom-poms for Mitch Trubisky. I'm waving the pom-poms for us as a fandom. You finally have some hope that a guy that is taking the ball from center, when he's not fumbling it, there's something there.
Yeah, man. He has the things you can't coach. Now he just needs to be put in the hands of coaches who can teach him the correct way to learn these things.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
What's the record? 12 and 30? I said their record. I'm not talking about John Fox. Ryan Pace has been there for all of it.
Yes, he has.
It's him, too. Bad decision to keep the guy. He cost you a game. You can't roll him out again for an end-of-game kick.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score. And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Yes, yes, yes.
Let out your inner child at the Lexus December to Remember sales event with some of the best offers on our most versatile models.
Lease the 2017 RX 350 for $399 a month for 36 months with $1,999 due at signing. Experience amazing at your Chicago area and Northwest Indiana Lexus dealer. Call 1-800-USA-LEXUS for important lease offer and pricing details. Not all customers will qualify. Offer valid in the Lexus Central area only and ends November 30th, 2017.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
The scripted plays, like the first 15, 20 plays, were exquisite. They were beautiful. It's the kind of stuff we've been asking for all year long. Why were they so good, finally? And then why did everything fall apart pretty much after those first couple of drives? Because they did not move the ball well after they got off the script.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Hindsight's always 20/20. That's pretty much known. He's a guy that we liked. We did talk to him. It's not like we were not in the mix. You know, a lot of times they have decisions in that as well.
That, of course, is John Fox talking about his Chicago Bears football team, 312-644-6767. Eric Edholm is here. I'm Hub Arkush. We got about a little more than half an hour, about 35 minutes until Illinois basketball takes over the Score airwaves for you. Again, 312-644-6767. Let's get to Plymouth, Indiana, and welcome Charlie into the show. Charlie, hope you're having a great holiday weekend so far.
It's been wonderful. I hope you are doing the same.
Thank you.
Hey, Hub, I'm going to get to 3 points real quick because I want to hang up. I want to listen to what you guys are going to respond to what I'm going to say here. College football playoffs. There's not a dominant team this year that you can hang your hat on and say, you know, that's the team to beat. Alabama's not the team to beat this year. None of these teams are. Clemson, all these teams have flaws. But I will say this. As much as I don't like Wisconsin's schedule, I don't like boring teams like Wisconsin, they win. Their coach, they go out, they win. And something else too, Oklahoma. If Oklahoma plays any of these teams with a defense like they have, the Clemson, even the Miami, Alabama, one way to shut a team down is to not let their offense on the field. All these teams have running games that are real good. Second point, Notre Dame. I didn't like the Brian Kelly hire when they hired him. I still don't like the hire. This guy hasn't won a big game since he's been in that program. And the way that they've mismanaged it, the way he's mismanaged this program over the years, it's just amazing that he still has his job. I mean, I kind of figured that they may go down to Miami and lose. I didn't think they'd lose that bad. I saw no in-game changes. I saw nothing other than changing the quarterback there. When they were running the ball, I was getting frustrated watching that game because it's like, okay, if you got this physical team against the speed team, you run the ball down their damn throat, you run it directly at them. You don't hesitate. They've got too much speed. The Bears. I'm not so disappointed in the fact that they hired John Fox, even though I'm not a John Fox fan. If you're going to rebuild, why wouldn't you bring a man in instead of Ryan Pace that had knowledge of the NFL draft, that had knowledge of pro personnel? That's what I'm more upset about. The Bears' history, in their long, storied history, I don't know how many winning seasons they've had. I mean, I've been a fan since the 80s, but it just seems like they've had more losing seasons than they've had winning seasons. And the frustrating thing about John Fox, if you're going to bring a coach in to rebuild a team, if you're going through rebuilding, I don't believe John Fox is that guy. I believe John Fox was brought in to bring in the personnel that he brought in, Vic Fangio, and at the time, Adam Gase. And that was okay. But when you've got a rebuilding situation, Hub, you don't bring in guys like that because this wasn't a winning team. I mean, I understand what his record is in his second year, but those teams had a lot of talent. You know, they had a lot of talent. So he was able to do that, you know, and that's just not what they're able to do right now. They've got a long, long building to go along here. I mean, they don't have the talent that these other teams have there. I mean, they don't have the talent that the Rams have. They certainly don't have the talent that Philadelphia has there, and that's the difference that I see. I'm looking forward to see what Trubisky does. I am. I'm looking forward to see what they do moving forward, but I just think John Fox is a lame duck coach this year. I don't understand when you draft a quarterback like that, why you would allow them to do what they've done. I don't understand why you wouldn't bring personnel in to build this guy and prepare him for the future, because I just see too much stuff that's going wrong with this kid to where you can ruin him more than you can build him up.
All right, Charlie,
that's what I wanted to say, Huff.
Thank you. Thank you very much for the call. Let me see. There's a lot to unpack there. I think, unfortunately, I forgot some of the stuff at the top. I know we were talking about the lack of a dominant team in college football this year. The folks in Tuscaloosa might argue with you about that. You know, you still got a couple undefeateds in Alabama and Wisconsin. We'll see if they can run the table. But specifically, you were talking about Brian Kelly and Notre Dame. I'm not close enough to that program to agree or disagree. I do know that in watching them the last couple of years, I have been very disturbed by the way he treats his players on the sidelines, by some of the things that have gone on in South Bend. We go all the way back. I'm pretty sure it was his first or second year when they had the tragic accident with the young man who was killed shooting the video. I'm not blaming Brian Kelly for that, but I just look at all the things in the program since he took it over. And I have to tell you, I'm not a huge fan. The X's and O's of it, I'm not close enough to know, to be honest with you. And he did do a very nice job of taking that 4-8 club last year and getting it turned in one season. He admitted some mistakes. He rebuilt his coaching staff. They've always got the talent. You know that. And then you come forward. Charlie, the facts don't support your argument about John Fox. I believe it was a 2-win Carolina team that he took over, and he got him the Super Bowl in his second year. I believe it was a 4-win team in Denver that he got 13 wins out of in his second year. So John Fox is a good football coach. It does look to me like he hasn't been the right guy for this job in Chicago, and I do think you probably need to make a change. But I can't argue that there was that it was a mistake on day one. You know, I mean, I understand what they saw in him, Eric, to suggest that maybe they thought he could be the guy.
That team he took over in Carolina was 1-15. They won their opener at Minnesota and lost 15 straight. I mean, it was just an awful football team. It was Chris Winkie quarterback, and they were 7-9 that second year. And I was in the locker room in that Week 17 game, and I saw just the vibe around that team. So he did a terrific job there. The Denver situation, you pointed out, was a full rebuild. So, you know, in a lot of ways, a rebuild. And John Elway gets credit for building up the defense and other things, and obviously Peyton Manning doesn't hurt. But, yeah, John Fox had his stamp on that too. So I think I'm with you on that.
Yeah, I mean, you look at everybody on that Denver Super Bowl defense, and they were all brought in after Fox.
Pretty much, yeah.
I mean, almost every one of them to a man. Let's jump into the update studio with Rick Camp.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves update studio, I'm Rick Camp. Give the gift of Chicago Wolves hockey this season. Take advantage of maximum availability and savings. Tickets, merchandise, and savings started at only $12.20 per ticket. Visit ChicagoWolves.com for a holiday pack this season. In the NBA, Adrian Wojnarowski and Dave McMenamin of ESPN are reporting that Derrick Rose has stepped away from the Cavs and is evaluating his future in basketball while he rehabs from an ankle injury. Cavs coach Tyronn Lue has said that Derrick will be welcomed back to the team and that he should take as much time as he needs. The Bulls are in Golden State late tonight looking for their first win on their current road trip, of which they're now 0-3. Kevin Durant and Draymond Green will be resting for the Warriors with nagging injuries, and Jordan Bell will be active for the game. The Bears wrapped up practice ahead of their game against the 9-1 Eagles this Sunday. Danny Trevathan didn't practice again and is doubtful. Akeem Hicks and Pernell McPhee are both questionable. Around college football, undefeated Miami fell to Pitt 24-14. 12th-ranked TCU blew out Baylor 45-22. And locally, NIU lost to Central Michigan 31-24. According to Pat Forty of Yahoo, Florida has moved on from Chip Kelly in their head coaching search. The Blackhawks have another day off before returning to the ice tomorrow in Florida against the Panthers. And in the AHL, the Wolves are in Milwaukee tonight taking on the Admirals. This update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai. Save time, shop online at rosenhyundai.com. And catch the 670 The Score Craftsman Mobile Studio live. Head to 670thescore.com/events to see where we'll be this week. Sears, your first destination for Craftsman tools. I'm Rick Camp, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
This scoreboard.
You've reached the Holly A helpline. We can't answer your call because we're at Old Navy right now getting 50% off our entire purchase, and you should be too. That's right. Today in stores, everything on your gift list is 50% off. Plus, get thousands of styles $10 and under, and get cozy socks for the family for only $1. Better hang up and get there now. It ends tonight at Old Navy. 50% off valid 11/22 to 11/24. Excludes in-store clearance, gift cards, register lane items, jewelry, today only, and two-day only deals. Cozy socks valid 11/24. Limit 10. Select styles and in-stores only.
This of Naperville.com.
You know, I've been listening to Rick all afternoon, and Rick, thank you for the scoreboard updates, and I've been meaning to comment on this. What does it say about the state of the Chicago Bulls that they're coming to town, so this is the night when Steve Kerr decides it's a good night for a veteran day off for Draymond Green and Kevin Durant? We'll probably beat them anyway.
I just, you know.
And they will. I mean, you still got Steph Curry. You still got, their, you know, obviously the rest of that lineup. But, boy, they're rebuilding. I get it. You know, but it's
former Bulls legend Jordan Bell too, right? The guy who was a Bull for about 6.5 minutes on draft night and is now sort of a folk hero in Golden State. That one didn't work out.
Ugly, ugly, ugly. Let's get to Tony, who is in Saugeneh. Tony, how you doing?
Hey guys, how you doing? Happy holidays. First, I wanted to say that I'm pretty sure I grew up with Todd from Gardner, and he seemed like a normal boy. No signs of romanticism as far as sports fandom is concerned. Yeah, growing up in Deerfield, he seemed like a good kid. You know? But then he went to Cleveland Brown draft. But anyway, I'd almost argue in favor of John Fox staying on for one more year, because what I'm saying this year compared to the past year or two is that these teams are in the game to the very end. And sometimes it just takes a young team to go through that experience of losing in order to learn how to win. And I mean, I don't know, I guess I'm a glass half full kind of guy, but I would just say, like, maybe replace Dowell Loggins, but I wouldn't say blow up the whole thing as far as the staff is concerned, the coaching.
All right, Tony, two things. First of all, three things. Thank you for the phone call, number one. Number two, this segment is being brought to you by Advance Auto Parts. Whether you're looking to change your air filter or replace your brakes, you'll find the parts you need and knowledgeable team members ready to help. At Advance Auto Parts, let's get you back on the road. Thing number three is, yeah, Bears are very competitive. Yeah, they're in these games to the final gun. But the question you have to ask yourself is, are they losing them late because of the players or the coaches, Eric? And,
yeah.
And I think in many instances, there's a little bit of both.
Yeah, and absolutely. And look, there's two games that they could not have won this year. I mean, based on the way the game flow went, that was at Tampa. That was just a disappointing effort down there. Never happened. It was never going to happen, it looked like, based on the way the game was going. And then week four at Green Bay, that ugly, you know, bad weather, you know, Aaron Rodgers final gasp from Mike Glennon game. But he's right. Every other game they've been in, and I think in some cases there's been a talent deficiency. In some cases, I think there's been a critical coaching error or two or three that have led to that. So in the case of last week's win, you know, that was a far better, or last week's loss, I should say, a far better effort than what we saw against Green Bay. But yeah, critical mistakes by the coaching staff. The margin of error is so thin with this team if they don't do what they need to do.
This segment on The Score is being brought to you by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Attention diabetics, you lost your provider? US Med can help get your testing supplies home delivered at little or no cost. Call 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181. Our phone number, 312-644-6767. We're going to get back to the phone lines in just a minute. You know, guys, again, I know that John Fox is a good football coach. I mean, he's not a complete failure, but there are things that have happened and are happening. And a couple things just last week. Number one, I understand that Tariq Cohn is a rookie. Adam Shaheen is a rookie. Maybe you want to say, well, they haven't had enough experience, time to learn the full playbook, the two-minute offense. The best offensive player on your team is Jordan Howard. And while Benny Cunningham may be your third down back and you like him in the two-minute drill, Jordan Howard is not a rookie. I mean, he is now 10 games into his second season, and when he's not on the field in those final 2 minutes, when he was ripping it off in chunks last week, I mean, you could have really done some damage with a first down draw or a second down run and second and short. And the goal wasn't to get the field goal and tie the game. The goal was to try and score and win.
To win it.
And yeah. So to me, that's just a coaching failure. Even beyond that, in the post game, when John was explaining it, and he meant well, but he said, you know, we're competing, we're playing well, and then we have these lapses, and he used the phrase siestas, and I'm not trying to pick on him. I don't think he was trying to be cute. It just came out that way because it was kind of cute and everything. But the point is, if that's happening, that's on the coaches.
It's on your watch.
It's a young football team. So don't say that we're not coaching him quite well enough yet, because that's a way to get fired, and that's why people are going to jump on that. Another quick commercial break here. Then Derek, who's up in Madison, is next. 312-644-6767. If you want to join us, he's Eric. I'm Hub. We're back in just a moment.
Download the all-new Radio.com app. And listen to 670 The Score.
Yes, yes, yes.
Let out your inner child
at the Lexus December to Remember sales event with some of the best offers on our most versatile models.
Lease the 2017 RX 350 for $399 a month for 36 months with $1,999 due at signing. Experience amazing at your Chicago area and Northwest Indiana Lexus dealer. Call 1-800-USA-LEXUS for important lease offer and pricing details. Not all customers will qualify. Offer valid in the Lexus Central area only and ends November 30th, 2017.
Right now, save 60% off absolutely everything at Gap Factory and Banana Republic Factory at our biggest sale of the year. That's right, 60% off everything in stores and online. Doorbuster deals on logo sweatshirts for the family from $9.99 at Gap Factory and sweaters from $19.99 at Banana Republic Factory. Hurry, these prices won't last. Search our store locator for your nearest Gap Factory and Banana Republic Factory store or shop us online. Right now, save 60% off absolutely everything at Gap Factory and Banana Republic Factory at our biggest sale of the year. That's right, 60% off everything in stores and online. Doorbuster deals on logo sweatshirts for the family from $9.99 at Gap Factory and sweaters from $19.99 at Banana Republic Factory. Hurry, these prices won't last. Search our store locator for your nearest Gap Factory and Banana Republic Factory store or shop us online.
I'm back. That little voice inside your head. Listen, our business could use a new laptop, and Office Depot Office Max has huge Black Friday doorbusters. Save $400 on an HP laptop with 8th generation Intel Core i7 processor. Only $449.99. It starts at OfficeDepot.com on Thursday at 12:01 a.m. and in-store Friday at 7:45 a.m. Go ahead. You deserve it. Office Depot Office Max.
Taking care of business.
Limit one.
Shop Kohl's Cyber Deals in-store and online this Saturday. Saturday is the last day to get more bang for your buck. $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Presents for them, Kohl's cash for you. Plus, take an extra 20% off. With an extra 20% off, cashmere sweaters are just $31.99. Sleepwear for the family is $7.99. And bedding sets are only $63.99. This Saturday at Kohl's. Select styles, 20% off for valid November 25th through 29th with promo code DEALS20. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
This Black Friday, make the smart choice and switch to Sprint and get a new Samsung Galaxy S8 or GS8 Plus 50% off your lease. That's right, 50% off the GS8 or GS8 Plus, one of Samsung's hottest devices. Plus, with Galaxy Forever, you can upgrade to the latest Galaxy anytime after 12 lease payments. Visit your local Sprint store, sprint.com/holidaydeals, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today.
Requires 18-month lease and new line. Savings via monthly credit applied within two bills. Early termination results in remaining balance due, subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Restrictions apply.
Computer, execute 12.4p operation.
Optimizing algorithm. Running encryption packet alpha. Night. Oh, I don't feel so good.
What? What is it, computer?
Is it hot in here? It feels hot in here. I feel a little clammy. I should lie down or something.
A computer with a virus? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to GEICO.
Those oysters Rockefeller were a mistake.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
What's the record? 12 and 30? I said their record. I'm not talking about John Fox. Ryan Pace has been there for all of it.
Yes, he has.
It's him, too. Bad decision to keep the guy. He cost you a game. You can't roll him out again for an end-of-game kick.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Space, the final frontier.
Radio.com celebrates one of the most iconic franchises in the galaxy.
Engage
is the official Star Trek podcast with film critic and author Jordan Hoffman.
This is the place to be for science fiction fans that want to listen to recaps of the new Star Trek Discovery show, interviews with the cast and crew of Star Trek, new Star Trek, old Star Trek movies, weird sci-fi. You've got it all on
Engage. Download and subscribe at the new Radio.com app.
CBS Thursday.
Welcome.
TV's number one comedy, The Big Bang Theory, brings you scientific breakthroughs.
A medium-sized asteroid is still an interesting discovery.
I suppose it could end up on a collision course with Earth and destroy life as we know it.
Ingenious inventions.
Our idea's really good.
I cooked it in the easy bake oven of my mind.
And fascinating facts.
For every action, you have a gigantic and annoying reaction.
Just when I thought you couldn't get any hotter.
Don't miss The Big Bang Theory, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
Right now, save 60% off absolutely everything at Gap Factory and Banana Republic Factory at our biggest sale of the year. That's right, 60% off everything in stores and online. Doorbuster deals on logo sweatshirts for the family from $9.99 at Gap Factory and sweaters from $19.99 at Banana Republic Factory. Hurry, these prices won't last. Search our store locator for your nearest Gap Factory and Banana Republic Factory store or shop us online.
Action. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey everybody, he's Eric. I'm Hub, and this segment is brought to you by Webb Ford. For a great deal on Fords in Chicago, visit Webb Ford in Highland, Indiana. And as I don't know if Mike was on the line when we left, but he is now. So let's get to Mike out in Elgin. Mike, thanks for dialing us up. How you doing?
Hey, I'm good, Hub. Good show, by the way.
Thank you.
So what I wanted to talk about is me personally. I think people are being unfair to John Fox. Coach Fox, because when he took over the team, team was just garbage, and they literally didn't have much. I know typically you hear people saying, hey, after 2 years, you should see some improvements. I kind of consider this to be his second year, simply because the team was so bad that first year, and they had to make so many changes. I think you're actually seeing a lot of improvement. And personally, I think, you know, next year, given one more year, I think they're going to do pretty well, to be honest with you. And the only concern that I have is you might end up losing the defensive coordinator, but overall, I think he's doing a pretty good job.
Mike, let me ask you a quick question before you hop off, though. How do you explain, you're right, he took over an awful team, and they cleaned house, and he went 6-10 with it. So where does the fall off to 3-13 come in last year?
You know what? I think they got rid of a whole lot of people. They were switching defenses. I can't remember the first year as far as who they kept and who they didn't keep. But I think there's a turnover period. I think really honestly that. Second year that he had, I think that's the turnover period where he pretty much got rid of most of the team, and I think Pace and both of the group itself replaced talent. And I think this is where the talent is starting to improve, and I'd hate to see another change. I think consistency is really important. When you look at Green Bay, you know, a couple of things you got to remember. Number one, they had a quarterback, and so aside from the quarterback, they've had the same defensive. Same coaching staff, and I think there's a lot to be said set for consistency. And again, Foxy's got a record of doing well, and I think he's assimilated to all the mistakes that he's made in the past. And I think flipping him is probably I think it would be the wrong move.
All right, so Mike, I'm not saying you're right or wrong, but here's kind of my take on it. I'm curious what Eric thinks. First, I want to tell everybody this segment is being brought to you by Firestone Complete Auto Care. Keep your car running newer, longer. Come into Firestone Complete Auto Care and get $100 off with a purchase of $500 or more during the Black Friday savings event. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone. And it's not because I'm smarter. I know what I'm doing. I got lucky. But looking at how I saw this team this year, and I wrote this back in training camp, I thought that this was going to be the year that they were going to start to turn the corner. And I actually felt that they were going to start 1-4, which they did, you know, looking at that, got lucky and predicted they'd be 3-5 at the break. And I really thought the second half, when I looked at the schedule,
right,
was where we were going to start to see some things. I thought they could go 5-3, be a 500 team. And now here they come out of the break and they give you their worst game of the year, I thought, at least in terms of coaching, and the performance wasn't great. And then they find a way to lose to Detroit. So now at 3-7, they're not going to be 8-8, you know, and I thought maybe even 7-9 would do it. Doesn't look like they're going to be 7-9. And actually, you start to look at this now, how many of these remaining games are they going to win the way they've played the last 2 weeks?
Not winning Sunday. I mean, I don't see it. It would have to be a special set of circumstances for that happens. You can beat San Francisco when they come here, whether it's C.J. Beth or Jimmy Garoppolo. So there's one. Cincinnati Bengals are still in the race until proven otherwise. And then You got two NFC North teams at Detroit, at Minnesota, weeks 15, week 17 with the Cleveland Browns in between. So, two, three?
You know, I mean, there's a good chance that, that Minnesota could have all their starters on
that's
the bench
true.
Week 17.
That was my next point, right? Could be Teddy Bridgewater.
I do think Detroit may still be thinking wild card when you see them in Detroit.
The Browns are going to be trying to avoid a winless season, perhaps. They're going to be desperate. They play with every kind of emotion there is.
Yeah, I don't think they can find a way to lose here on Christmas Eve
to
Cleveland.
So yeah.
But what I'm really curious about is San Francisco over the last 4 or 5 weeks has been very similar to the Bears. They've been very competitive. And they, yeah, I mean, it was only the Giants. I get it. But they got a win at home a couple weeks ago. Right now, it doesn't. We don't know if it's going to be Garoppolo, but that could be curious. So, I mean, to me, assuming they get what we think they're going to get on Sunday, the Niners game is going to tell you a ton. I think the Niners game could very well be John Fox's last chance to make a case for himself, and we'll see what happens in that one.
Yeah, I still think he's got a real uphill battle going here, and that he's already helped put himself in this position first with the Green Bay game. Well, first with 2016, but you know the point. So first, with that game that I felt could have helped tilt the second half of the schedule, no Aaron Rodgers, Brett Hundley at quarterback, Packers team that was beat up, they didn't play well. And it reflected poorly on the team because you could have rallied around the Zach Miller injury. You could have rallied around being well-rested. There was a lot of energy at House Hall. It didn't translate in that game.
All right, guys, we are just about out of time. It's hard to believe that we came in here 5 hours ago, but from 1 to 6 today, it's been Eric Edholm. I am Hub Arkish. We have really enjoyed being with you. We did have a great lineup of guests, which always makes it a lot easier to get the show done. Dave Zangaro covers the Philadelphia Eagles for NBC Sports in Philadelphia. And, of course, all of the Comcast Sports regionals around the country are now NBC Sports, and that's who Dave is working for. Joe Colley came in on very short notice for us. We had this breaking story. Adrian Wojnarowski of Yahoo and Dave McLennan and, from ESPN both reporting that Derrick Rose may be thinking about hanging him up, you know, that he's out for a couple weeks with an ankle injury, according to Tyronn Lue, his head coach in Cleveland, and that Rose has just had enough of the injuries, that he's tired of putting up the good fight, and maybe he's had enough. And so Joe was good enough to check in and give us some expertise on that. We had Patrick Finley, the Bears beat reporter for the Sun-Times, who was out at Halas Hall, and then we talked about the game Sunday. And then Matt Fortuna, great job at the All-American at theathletic.com. We talked some college football. In case you're just joining us, you may not have heard, Miami got beat by the Pitt Panthers, the same team that knocked off the Clemson group Tigers. Last year, before they won the national title. They knock off Miami today, throwing the playoff chase into a tizzy once again. So our thanks to Matt for stopping by. Eli Hershkowitz has been our producer today. He will be as well on Sunday when I am back with Bears pregame at 9 with Dan Pompey, Patrick Manley, and he will be producing. Well, no, he won't necessarily have postgame for us, but that will be right after the Bears game Sunday with Olin Krutz and James Big Cat Williams. And finally, Rick Camp, the co-host of the podcast, the
Onion, I'm Fan Podcast,
the Onion Ring of Honor, I believe it is. And who's he? Oh, he's doing that with Jay. With Zawaski. It's called the I'm Fat Podcast, and it's the Onion Ring of Honor. You got to get it on the favorites page at thescore.com. Thanks to Rick for a great job in the update studio all day long. Guys, we have got Illinois basketball coming up right here. If you are a fan of the Illini, a fan of Big Ten basketball, you want to hear Illinois, that is next. Right here, first of all, we want to say have a great holiday weekend. Thank you all so much for listening, for calling, for texting. We do appreciate it. And stay tuned because Illinois basketball is coming up next.
During football season, he's a Built for Tough Bears Monday. An incredible day-long recap of every game, plus reaction from all our shows and team of football experts, starting at 5 a.m. with Mully and Hanley and continuing throughout the day. The Built for Tough Bears Monday on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans. Presented by Ford.
You've reached the Holly A helpline. We can't answer your call because we're at Old Navy right now getting 50% off our entire purchase, and you should be too. That's right. Today in stores, everything on your gift list is 50% off. Plus, get thousands of styles $10 and under, and get cozy socks for the family for only $1. Better hang up and get there now. It ends tonight at Old Navy. 50% off valid 11/22 to 11/24. Excludes in-store clearance, gift cards, register lane items, jewelry, today only and two-day only deals. Cozy socks valid 11/24, limit 10, select styles and in-stores only.
Yes, yes, yes!
Let out your inner child at the Lexus December to Remember sales event with some of the best offers on our most versatile models.
Lease the 2017 RX350 for $399 a month for 36 months with $1,999 due at signing. Experience amazing at your Chicago area and Northwest Indiana Lexus dealer. Call 1-800-USA-LEXUS for important lease offer and pricing details. Not all customers will qualify. Offer valid in the Lexus Central area only and ends November 30th, 2017.
Right now, save 60% off absolutely everything at Gap Factory and Banana Republic Factory at our biggest sale of the year. That's right, 60% off everything in stores and online. Doorbuster deals on logo sweatshirts for the family from $9.99 at Gap Factory and sweaters from $19.99 at Banana Republic Factory. Hurry, these prices won't last. Search our store locator for your nearest Gap Factory and Banana Republic Factory store or shop us online. Right now, save 60% off absolutely everything at Gap Factory and Banana Republic Factory at our biggest sale of the year. That's right, 60% off everything in stores and online. Doorbuster deals on logo sweatshirts for the family from $9.99 at Gap Factory and sweaters from $19.99 at Banana Republic Factory. Hurry, these prices won't last. Search our store locator for your nearest Gap Factory and Banana Republic Factory store or shop us online.
Your call will be answered by the next available representative. Thank you for holding. How may I assist you?
We were just broken into, and we need a home security system.
Oh, sorry. Wrong department. Please hold.
The best home security isn't hard to get. With SimpliSafe, you can get comprehensive, professionally monitored home security online without the hold time or runaround. Order now, and in a few days, be protected 24/7. Save $200 with our Black Friday sale at simplisafe.com/best. Hurry, ends soon.
It's Black Friday at JCPenney. Save up to 40% on your favorite appliance brands. Plus, get up to 36 months special financing on qualifying appliance purchases made by November 29th. Plus, get up to a $500 Visa prepaid card. Added up, these Black Friday deals can't be beat. JCPenney. Available in select stores. Some exclusions apply. Subject to credit approval. Must request at time of purchase. Minimum monthly payments required. Visa prepaid card offer valid on major appliances purchased November 1st through the 29th, starting at $398 or more per appliance, excluding accessories. Some restrictions and exclusions apply. See store associate or jcp.com/appliances for details.
Me, 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 me.
Take a guess, who's the master of holiday giving?
Me, 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 me.
Because he went to Jared and gave her the unforgettable gift of Pandora. Jared is the place to discover the entire world of Pandora. And right now, when you buy two regularly priced Pandora gifts, you get a third Pandora gift free. A holiday gift that completely crushes it. That's why he went to Jared. Some exclusions apply. See Jared.com for details.
Oh, hi there. Al Dukes here. And like most Americans, I too have a podcast. It's called Al's Boring Podcast.
WFAN's morning show producer hosts his own show.
Pro athletes have been in all of the Olympic sports except for boxing and wrestling.
Okay.
I also thought we should send our pro wrestlers over there. We could have like sent Sergeant Slaughter to fight the Iron Sheik back in the 80s.
At the height of
that would have been great for the Olympics.
Al, download and subscribe at thenewradio.com.
It's so boring.
Al's Boring Podcast.
But I love it.
This week, the history of sports. This week in 1917, the NHL formed with the Montreal Canadiens, the Montreal Maroons, Toronto Arenas, Ottawa Senators, and the Quebec Bulldogs. Gordie Howe became the first NHL player to score 1,000 points this week in 1916. This week in 1961, Gordie Howe became the first to play in 1,000 NHL games. The same week in 1961, the Pro Baseball Rules Committee voted 8-1 against legalizing the spitball.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
The scripted plays, like the first 15, 20 plays, were exquisite. They were beautiful. It's the kind of stuff we've been asking for all year long. Why were they so good, finally? And then why did everything fall apart pretty much after those first couple of drives? Because they did not move the ball well after they got off the script.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
What's the record? 12 and 30? I said their record. I'm not talking about John Fox. Ryan Pace has been there for all of it.
Yes, he has.
It's him, too. Bad decision to keep the guy. He cost you a game. You can't roll him out again for an end-of-game kick.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Buffalo Wild Wings, Wings, Beer, Sports.
A, B, C, D, A.
You might not think getting work done on your home or apartment would have any effect on the way your child grows up.
Now I know my ABCs. Next time, won't you sing with me?
But if it was built before 1978?
Spell Glacier.
Glacier.